Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Lugie and Tiki on the fan right now, because Evan's been fired by all of you guys. A little extreme, I would think. He's over at the Mets game. Spike was a little heated this morning when he found out that Evan was not here. We've been taking your calls on it all morning, or all afternoon so far. But there is sports to talk about, Lugie, especially the Yankees. Last night, look, so yesterday, and then we'll get back to your calls here on Evan and your opinions on this. But yesterday, before the game, we had an hour and 20-minute show or so. And I was telling Sean and Evan, look, there's got to be somebody on this Yankee squad who just fires them up. Like, you're playing the Houston Astros. We all know the failings in the championship series against the Astros. And in my mind, it needed to be expressed, right? We mean something. This game means something. It's one of 162, but it means something. Somebody has to get up and start yelling and screaming about that. And I wonder if anybody did. But as that game went on, I started thinking to myself, I'm wrong, man. I got too much of a football brain sometimes. Because in football, you need to get hyped, right? Because there's a 250 to a 300-pounder coming to take your head off. You got to be hyped to either numb that pain or be ready to deliver your own level of pain. But in baseball, you saw it with Nestor. And you saw it with Soto. You saw it with Judge, who had a strikeout with the bases loaded, as is Stanton, but it turned around and had a big hit later in the game and ultimately scored the game-winning run. Right? These guys have enormous baseball IQs. I'm talking about the Yankees. They have enormous abilities to absorb this negativity or this failure. Let's call it failure. Absorb this failure and not get flustered by it. I think 2 years ago, when Nestor Cortez was having that amazing season where he made the All-Star, he pitched 158 innings or whatever it was after only having a max of 93, pitched a sub-3 ERA. And we were like, this guy, he's got it. No matter what happens, he's never flustered. And yesterday, when the first inning ends and it's 4-0, and he's just giving up a home run, he just can't seem to get people out, I said, this is going to be a long day for Nestor. It looks like whatever was plaguing him last year is just not there.
Yeah.
And then he turns around and gets 12 of the next 13 out and gets 5 strikeouts and stabilizes the situation so that the rest of the team could slowly work their way back. Now, it helped that Framber Valdez, who pitched great but also terrible at the same time, if that makes sense, because he walked so many guys and plunked Rizzo that walked in and got a run in. But they were able to manage it because they weren't overhyped. And so as I watch this team and the addition of Soto, which we'll get to, it makes me feel like they have a chance. Like, they really do. And I don't know if they're good enough, right, on, you know, matching roster to roster on paper or what's going to transpire over 162 games. But there is, like, this little
it, this high IQ baseball it that they have, that I was really impressed by watching what could have turned into a blowout became a come from behind win yesterday. It was I was fascinated watching it because I expected it to be different. I expected it to be emotional, and the fact that it wasn't was the reason they were able to come back.
Yeah, obviously a great win. You want to get a win like that out of the gate against the Astros, a team that's owned you mentally, physically through the years. Now, I don't think they're over the hump yet, but that's obviously a big win out of the gate. They get behind early. They fight back. They win the game. Great win. Juan Soto is as advertised. We know he's a beast. He's going to be an absolute stud and superstar here. I have some concerns that I saw in the game yesterday. If the Yankees, and look, they're all in. They're the Yankees. It's World Series or bust. I know the organization maybe hasn't ran their way last couple of years, but it's ultimately about winning a World Series. So there are things that I saw that are alarming. Number one, the rotation. Yes, Nestor Cortez. Exactly. He settled down, but he wasn't good early. The rotation with Rodon, with Stroman, with Schmidt, with Heel. Right now, before Cole gets back, I think is a big question mark. Stanton stinks. I mean, he'd absolutely give up at bats yesterday. Did he get the ball out of the infield? It was horrible. 17,000 earthworms died having this guy ground out the third base all day. He was horrible. Clay Holmes was begging to give that game up. So, some of the situational hitting, they left a small island on base yesterday.
Did. I think 11?
Yeah.
Right? Whatever it was. It was a ton left on base.
So, several double plays. So, big win. Don't want to pour cold water on it, but there are still some things if the Yankees want to take that next step. You already saw the Orioles. I mean, they were talking about the balls being juiced yesterday, basically, in that game. The Orioles looked impressive. One game, don't want to get nuts, but if I see certain things in the game that are glaring, if they want to take that next step, because again, it's about winning the World Series. It is about beating the Astros. Regular season, absolutely big win. Good feather in the cap. Good way to get the Juan Soto era started in a positive manner. But I still saw things with Stanton rotation that would worry me.
You're saying worry, yes, but not undermine the belief that this team is only going to get better. Judge is going to hit, right? I think Giancarlo Stanton at some point will hit. Maybe not as many home runs because I really look at him physically. I'm like, this dude can't push the ball like he used to.
No, definitely not.
It's just not going to naturally fly as far because the strength is different. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm saying that's a good thing. He's got to learn how to swing differently. But think about the day you had from Oswaldo Cabrera.
Yep.
Who we didn't even know if was going to start this game. And what did we say yesterday? It feels like Aaron Boone likes this kid, right? And when I was listening to the second half of the game in the car, I was home, and then I was in the car the second half of the game, and John and Susan were talking about how everybody roots for this kid because he's such a great kid. And I honestly think that got him the start. Yes, I know they signed or traded for John Birdie, and eventually maybe he gets some more time at third base, but you want him to be successful because you like him. And I think Aaron Boone used that mentality because if he likes him to put him in the lineup yesterday, and he delivered.
Absolutely.
Right? He took Nestor off the hook with the home run, the solo home run, and he had two hits in the game, and he's batting .500. It's only one game, but still, like, he was exactly what you want a young player to do. Volpe was the same way, right? I think Rizzo coming back and being healthy and being the same, you know, defender, but also a bat that he was last year. Mm-hmm. I just look at the team, and it feels composed. It doesn't feel rash. It doesn't feel boom or bust. It feels very composed. Now, it's one game, but I thought that game was going away from them. I said, is this going to be a 10-2 game maybe? And instead, they came back, shut them out for the rest of the game. They shut them out and found enough runs to win. If they can play that way, manufacture runs in odd and different types of ways, then this team can beat anybody. So I'm not saying they're great. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying they have the baseball IQ that is impressive because not all teams have it.
Yeah, Waldo had the big home run. I think Birdie was brought in here to be sort of a utility guy. I don't think he's going to be starting at third or whatever, but I think you're going to see him mix and match at different positions. Big win yesterday. So I'm in a group chat, and I'm the only Met fan in there, and it's all Yankee fans. So every day or every Yankee game, I get to see the emotions of Yankee fans played out. And I could tell you early on, Teague, they get down early. Team stinks. Nestor stinks. Same old Yankees. They're grounding in the double plays. And as they crept back in, I got to see the roller coaster ride of Yankee fans. And I think it's one of those things where you're like, wow, it's an awesome win.
How much was Soto?
Soto was a lot of it, yeah. I mean, Soto just lived up to the hype. I mean, look, he's going to take a lot of pitches. His at-bats are going to take 4.5 hours, so get used to it. But, you know, the throw there, the P to home plate was great. I just thought it was one of those situations where, yeah, big win, but I'm not sold this rotation is going to be good. Rodon, tonight, to me, is a massive start for him because he had an awful year last year. He's blowing kisses. He wasn't good, banged up. His last start of the season, Teague, was so bad. We didn't talk about it because it was on a Friday and it was football season.
Right.
So it got buried amongst the football. It was one of the most embarrassing ends to the seasons I've ever seen in my life. Now he's on the hill, off a win. You want to build on that because if Rodon goes out there and gives up six runs and the Yankees don't fight back tonight, then all of a sudden it's like, wow, this rotation. And then you obviously have Stroman.
Yeah.
So without Cole, to me, the biggest question mark for this team right now is, can this starting rotation fill the time? Because remember, they didn't get Snell. Mm-hmm. They didn't get Montgomery, although a lot of Yankee fans wanted one of them at least. Can these guys they have in the rotation sort of hold down the fort until Cole gets back?
Yeah, well, so going into the game, I said one of the biggest, or at least I thought, one of the biggest pressure points was on Nestor because he had a bad year. Injury plagued. I forget how many innings he pitched, 60-something innings last year. He didn't get deep into the year before things went awry. I mean, they started awry from the very beginning, and it just kind of got worse. But in this game, I thought he was one of the most important pieces because if he gets shelled, then this team's going to be fully dependent on scoring. And who knows? It's a new group of guys. They're professionals. They've had individual success, some of them team success here with the Yankees, but you just don't know how it's going to mesh. They found a way for it to mesh. But Nestor, most importantly, did what we saw Nestor do in 2 years ago. Like, he stabilizes.
Yep.
Like, he doesn't get flustered. Carlos Rodon is a different animal. Right, he plays with his emotions on his sleeve. Right, he's got this high energy, this like major attitude. Like, if he was here longer, he'd have been the guy I was talking about to go scream and yell at the team. Mm. Right, that's the kind of personality that he has. But I also don't know if, like you said, he gets shelled a little bit in the first inning and gives up a crooked number. Is he Nestor? Right, can he reset? Can he like gather himself? Not let it affect him and, you know, pitch four or five shutout innings after that first inning. I don't know. And so that's the only question I have with Carlos Rodon tonight is, yeah, if he gets off to a rough start, because this Astros lineup, it's tough, man.
Yeah.
It's you got sluggers everywhere and guys that can put the ball out of the ballpark or just simply get base hits, level swings or upcuts. It doesn't matter. They find ways to get on base and manufacture runs. If you let it get away from you and you can't reset like Nestor did, this game could get ugly. And he's got to be an important piece for this team going forward.
Absolutely. We're going to find out what Rodon's made of because he had a long offseason to think about, an awful first year with the Yankees. He was horrible. He was terrible. Blowing the kisses, the whole thing. He's got a big start tonight. By the way, keep it locked here on The Fan because you're not going to be able to watch the game tonight, basically. It's on Apple TV. And what baseball has done out of the gate here, number one, 1 p.m. yesterday, it's opening day. I got to hear from all the opening day people that it's a holiday, it's this, it's that. There were no games at 1 o'clock. So it's over. Does baseball realize the day part of the opening day? They got the opening part right. They just weren't clear on the day part. Because when the day rolled around yesterday, it's 1 o'clock, there was no baseball. We didn't get the games until 4 o'clock. So there you have no baseball games at 1 o'clock yesterday on opening day. And now you have Yankees-Astros, which is the best rivalry you have in the sport. And it's on Apple TV. It's not on one of these OGs like Netflix or even now Peacock or everybody. If you're married, you have Amazon. I mean, Amazon sends me and my wife a handwritten thank you note at the end of every year because every day she's ordering something. This is on Apple TV. Nobody has it, Teague. So listen to The Fan tonight, John and Susan, because you're not going to be able to watch it.
Yeah,
sorry,
right.
Second game of the year.
Right, stay here because it's the only way you're going to get it easily. But, it's not like Peacock, right? When Peacock did the playoff game in the NFL, and you got all these signups and you got whatever it was, 70% retention. It's not a football game.
Right.
It's a baseball game.
One of many.
People are not going to sign up for Apple Plus, whatever the heck
Right,
it
to
is.
Watch the morning show or whatever the hell that show is.
Right, to watch, even though Jennifer Aniston's pretty great now.
Yes.
But they're not going to sign up just to watch a Yankee game.
No.
It's not the same.
No,
so
it's
I don't know. It is kind of stupid. Because I kind of wanted to watch it tonight. Now I'm going to have to listen to it.
No, you just keep it locked here on The Fan, John and Susan, right here on The Fan. So, the big story today, besides all the sports going on, we have some inner fighting here at WFAN. We started the show off, Teague. Evan was at Citi Field. He didn't tell anybody he was going to be there. our boss, Spike Eskin, came in here. They got into a screaming match. Spike gave Evan an ultimatum. If you're not back by 4 o'clock, you are suspended. This has created a lot of drama, a lot of controversy. We've heard from a lot of you so far. Some of you want Evan fired. Some of you want Spike fired. Some of you want everybody fired. So we've heard from a lot of people today, and we're going to hear from a lot more of you because this is an ongoing story right now. 877-337-6666. Gil is in Union. What's up, Gil?
Hey, what's up? Yo. Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
We got you. What's up?
Hey, so listen, I'm not going to get too optimistic on the Yankees yet. It's only one game. I will say that that is a game they normally do lose, so points there. But you know what? I'm not, like you alluded to, that rotation is suspect. And so is the back end of that rotation, specifically Clay Holmes. He did everything to give that
the
game
away. The bullpen, yesterday. Yeah.
Right.
And he was saved by the defense. And with 161 games left, how many times can you say that? So if they have to make a move, I believe they have to make a move at that back end of the rotation. And as far as Evan's concerned, dude, guys, that was classic radio today. I probably want to go down as one of the best things you guys have done this year.
I mean, Spike is really pissed.
I told you this, though. If Evan's an emotional roller coaster and he can really, really, really benefit from a testosterone patch, I told you guys that.
Bro, I don't even know if that's going to help, but okay, maybe.
And last thing before I let you guys go, it would be classic.
I love that,
if they put this on the big scoreboard. Hey, Evan, you're fired.
Oh, please, gosh. Right. And do
have a good day, guys.
Appreciate you. Do it in the tone of Donald Trump. He would love it.
Right. Can you imagine on the big screen, we're getting ready it's the sixth inning now, seventh inning, you have the seventh inning stretch, and on the big screen, you see Evan Roberts. You're fired. And oh, by the way, we towed your car as well. So please head to Rockaway Queens to go pick up your car. Yeah, I mean, look, Evan's got to make a decision here because it's 2-1 now, Brewers. I look at it like this, Teague, and I'm not a big leaving early games at all. I'm not. I know you left early and you got crap for it with Knicks Nets.
That's my jam, man.
And I respect it. And this is, first of all, Tiki, you're a humble dude, but you're also famous. So you leaving a game with everybody, people, and you're the best. People are going to want to take pictures. They're going to want to hug you. I hope people recognize me. I stand there for an hour hoping that somebody, hey, Loogie.
Loogie.
It makes me feel good because I'm still young in the business. But my God, Tiki, you've been around forever. You've answered the same 10 questions over again. This is me speaking for you. So you want to get the hell out of there and beat the rush.
People know me because I smile a lot.
Exactly. So I feel that. But when you're up in the game, to me, you have to stay now because you're down in the game, because you could see a comeback. If the Mets were up 6-1, I think there's an argument to leave because the only thing you're going to see is something bad.
Yeah.
Right? They might hold on to the lead, but if the Brewers come back, score 5 runs, and you have to sit there for that, that's horrible. But Evan's a huge fan. It's opening day, so he's probably thinking right now, should I leave early? Right. Should I not? It's my job.
So he's in Queens right now, City Field. If he left, when does he have to leave to potentially make it by 4?
I would think he's got to leave within the next 5 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. That's about 40-minute commute.
Unless it is Good Friday. It is a holiday weekend.
Right.
So that's either everybody's gone, peaced out yesterday, or maybe even Wednesday because kids are off school and there's no traffic, or it could be the bad day. It could be a terrible traffic day.
I still don't know if he drove or took the train, too. That's the other part of this. So if he drove, you're right, the traffic, he could get in. If he took the train, you take the 7 line. I mean, that's 40 minutes to an hour to get here. So we could try to cover for him, although I'm sure Spike is basically listening intently to see if he hears Evan's voice.
No, it's Friday. Spike's going to be out. So if somebody, Manny, can you do Evan's voice? Can you fake Evan's voice?
Get the good Evan AI here so we can pretend he's Evan sitting in the studio.
Right, Connor, can you fake Evan's voice? Because Spike's going to be out. He's going to peace out. It's Friday, right? So he's not going to be here, so he's just going to have to hear.
True.
So Izzo's still here. Maybe we can get an AI Evan.
I can just fire drops and try to respond to what you're saying, and we can do it that way.
Good idea. That's a good idea, Connor.
Evan's job is on the line here. Let's go to David in New Jersey. What's up, David?
What's up, Dave?
What's going on, guys?
Yo, what's up?
Happy Easter, by the way.
Happy Easter to you.
I was just thinking, man, like, this, you shouldn't do anything like that publicly. Anything like that, have a discussion, you know, on Monday or Tuesday. Do it that way better. Mm. You don't need to embarrass anybody.
Yeah, but the anger would have subsided by then. And, you know, Spike just walks in. What am I going to say? Get out of here?
Right.
I mean, I'm not Mike Francesa. Yeah. Like, I don't command the room. Like, dude, don't come in my room. It's my room. My boss walks in. I'm like, hey, what's up?
We got it. That's it.
All right, Spike, you want to sit down and say something? Go ahead.
I mean,
I thought he was just coming in, hey, I'll do the show with you type of thing.
I was in the newsroom. I was doing something, and I just see Spike basically running down the hall. And I'm thinking to myself, did Tiki miss a sponsor? Did we have something he was supposed to promote? Was he supposed to promote the Odyssey app or podcasts he's supposed to download? And then I start hearing it, and Evan's calling him a female paraphernalia head, and they're starting to fight. And all of a sudden, next thing I know, Evan's getting fired. He's getting suspended. Some people want Spike to get fired. It got heated. And a couple of callers have brought this up. You don't want to bring it out on the air. But what people don't realize here is that what makes this place unique is we all have microphones in front of us. It's not like a regular office where you go by the water cooler or you have emails or whatever. This is a place where things do sometimes play out on the air. We've seen it before where things get heated on the Commanders. Things play out on the air sometimes. They're human emotion.
I've had it with Joe.
Yeah.
Right? I've had it with some callers.
Absolutely.
It happens.
There's times where I'm like, gee, you know, I've had it out, whatever. We've seen people had it out. So, yeah, it's easier said than done to just be like, Spike, you should have waited. No, you're pissed off. You're heated. You're the boss. You run the station. I'm sure his boss probably called him and said, what the hell's going on with our afternoon show today? Mm-hmm. It's opening day. The Yankees just played yesterday. It's a massive day in sports. Our lead guy, our top dog, our point guard on an afternoon drive is at a Met game, scoring it, eating a PB&J with the crust cut off.
Go to Philadelphia. I don't respect your opinions anymore.
Which, that's fair. I mean, you want to take shots at Philly.
And then he insults Spike.
Yes. And then it got heated and all that. So Evan versus Spike is a big thing here. Evan, you have less than 40 minutes to make it back.
You
Mets
still
in the
here, or did you go away to Philadelphia?
Let's go to Mike in South Plainfield.
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
Good. What's up?
We're good, Dan.
So I hope if any of you have ever driven through Northern Virginia on a Saturday afternoon,
of course I hope
Evan
have.
Is on his way back, that's the traffic he hits. It takes 3 hours to go about a tenth of a mile.
Oh, dude. I'm from Southwest Virginia.
Like him. I don't like him to begin with, so I want his ass gone. What? But that's personal preference.
Oh, come on now. Forget that, Mike.
No. He's got a girl pair. He's like the girly girl on the program.
No, stop. That's it. Now, see, I'll defend Evan on that. That's not fair. Well, that doesn't help his case. But I would just say that you got to be a little fair to Evan. Now, this is what I'm curious about. Is the audience rooting for Evan to get back here before 4 o'clock. No one wants to see a couple people, but right. In large, no one wants to really see him get
Sean,
fired.
Sean wants him to be suspended for a week.
But you know what? Where's his dumb ass too today,
that's a
by
great
the way?
Point, because if he was here, it wouldn't be an issue.
Exactly. Or there'd at least be more of us here, and I think Spike would have been like, all right, it's 3 out of 4. Like, I think he hired the 4 of us because we all have, like, you know, hosting, whatever, so
right.
It's like if a man's down, if we lose an offensive guard, we could just plug in place.
But so, it also gives us a depth. I mean, don't sell yourself short on that side of the glass. It gives a depth of conversation. That's why our show was constructed the way
it's
it was.
It's a team. Yeah.
It's a team.
And I think that...
So there's only 2 of us here today.
Well, that's the thing. The leader of that team, again, Evan is used to being and Evan. Now it's Evan and. When you are in front of the and, you need to be here. You can't be at a baseball game. That's where our boss is coming from. I'm trying to give you the side of the boss. And then he feels disrespected, and he feels like, yo, what the hell? And then Evan starts, you know... slinging insults at him, so Spike's going to return those insults, and it got ugly.
But it is opening day. I'm surprised there's not more Met fans defending Evan.
We haven't heard from many. Now, to be fair, most of the Met fans right now are probably either watching or listening to the game. So a lot of people that will, and they will later run to his defense.
So whenever this game is over, 4, they'll be in their cars going back to wherever they're going.
Right.
We'll reset this. We'll tell them, rewind it on the Odyssey app. Or podcast it, however you want to get it.
Look at you, T, right? Company man.
Right? Go figure out what took place and give us a call and tell us your opinion about Evan, who you were probably sitting next to while he was getting screamed and yelled at by his boss.
That's right. Let's go to Lewis in Little Falls. What's up, Lou?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys need to give Evan a break. It's opening day. I mean, he's a big Mets fan. You guys got to give him a break.
I am giving him a break.
Someone missed because of a wedding? Because he had a wedding yesterday? He can't come in today?
No, wedding's today.
Well, rehearsal dinner was yesterday.
The wedding's today.
Yeah, you know, yesterday, we were short yesterday, Lewis, because it was a Yankee opening day. And
what are you saying, John and Susan?
John and Susan were on at 3:40 or whatever it was. So our show was short.
Mm-hmm.
So we were all from home. Yesterday.
Yeah.
But so he had the rehearsal dinner yesterday, and now it's the actual wedding is today. That's why he's missing today.
But Lewis, let me just push back a little. Yeah, the wedding's tonight. Let me just push back on you a little bit. Again, this is where I'm trying to give you where Spike is coming from. Spike stormed out of here, so he doesn't really have a voice now, so I'm essentially speaking for him. Mm. I think he's in a situation you're like, give Evan a break.
Stop kissing ass.
Dude, Evan, you have a major response. Would you consider, Lewis, is this not a major responsibility? I know we're talking sports here, but it's WFAN. It's Afternoon Drive. He's the lead guy. He just got the promotion over the summer. He finally got bumped up to captain. Forget that. He's Tony Soprano now. He leads this operation. So here we are, Friday, big Met game, opening day. He's not going to be on the air if he doesn't get back here before 4 o'clock. Don't you think he has a responsibility? You saw, give him a break. He's not 15 years old. He's a grown adult. He's a grown man.
And I'm not baby.
Hating, because I'm getting like shade on Twitter now that I'm hating. I'm not hating. I'm just giving you the other side of this. Because guess what, Lewis? If my ass wasn't here, you know who'd be crushing me? Evan! I sat here for 3 years and had Craig and Evan get on me for everything! Damage.
Guess what?
The shoe's on the other foot, baby! The shoe's on the other foot! It's my turn! It's payback! And even if you didn't get on me, you sat there and let Craig undress me every day.
Why are you so salty? I kept the receipts!
I kept the receipts, baby! An elephant doesn't forget! Get your ass here next time.
Why are you so salty? I mean, I guess I wasn't aware of this because I was on the national show for so long.
I love Evan.
And eventually I was on WFAN in the midday with BT for a year before I came over. But, I mean, you sound salty, bro.
Teak, in this business, you got to be able to give, you got to be able to take. You're on both sides. Sometimes you are the bug. Sometimes you are the windshield. Today, Evan is the bug and I am the windshield. I've been the bug basically for the last 15 years. So... deal with it. 877-337-6666. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie here, Tiki Barber. We got you locked all the way. Evan has about 30 minutes to get back or he's suspended. We will get into plenty of more sports. What's going on in Jets land? More of your calls on the Yankees. More of your calls on the Evan and Spike situation.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Evan and Tiki on the Fan. Tiki Barber here. It's actually Lugie and Tiki on the Fan right now. I mean, I thought this would be like a couple segment conversation. I thought we'd talk sports. I don't know if we're going to get to sports today. There's not a ton going on outside of baseball. Obviously, the Yankees played last night. Big win for them coming back against the Astros. They'll play, tee it up again later on tonight. 8 o'clock is first pitch. 8:05 or something like that. First pitch. 8:10 first pitch. It will only be on Apple Plus. So listen right here on WFAN to John and Susan. That's the best way to catch it. They're fantastic. Good stories they tell all the time. But the Mets are currently in the bottom of the seventh inning. They're down two runs. And Evan and his father are out there. And he's not making it back unless he's on his way, Lugie. There's no way he's getting here by 4 o'clock. Now, he might like try to call us and try to fake it a little bit. But there's no way he's getting back here. And that set up a decision come Monday for Spike to see what he's going to actually do. whether he's going to suspend him or whether he's going to, I don't know, roll over a little bit. But we'll find out.
Yeah, based on what I heard today and the way I know Spike, I don't think he's going to roll over. I think he's going to stick with the suspension, which is, I believe, a week-long suspension.
Well, you either work here or you don't, Evan.
Exactly, and we will replay that. You could go back on the Odyssey app and listen to it, the Rewind podcast, wherever you download it. By the way, Tiki, also, the Mets are getting one hit. They're getting one hit. So, more irony here. This, by the way, the universe is undefeated, by the way. This is how it's going to work out. Evan went opening day to keep his streak alive. The Mets are going to get friggin' one hit. They're going to lose. He's going to get suspended. He might even get fired. And I just saw this. He's going to a live podcast with Beningo tonight.
What?
Yes. And somewhere in Jersey. I should get it because I'll give them a pop. But he's going to do Joe's podcast live tonight, by the way.
So he was here this morning.
Right.
So we have to assume that he parked here. And he took the train out.
Yes.
So he's going to, so he's, there's no way. He's not getting here. If he left now, he's not getting back here until 5 o'clock.
Wrap your legs around me and right, I'll give you a ride.
So he's got a train back. He's not going to make it in time. He's going to come on air, I guess, if he gets here before our show is over. Or he's going to interrupt you on the Lugauer afterwards till 7:30.
My dead body.
Oh, and then he's going to Jersey to do Joe Beningo's podcast?
So, yeah.
On Good Friday?
Yep. It's Hackensack Brewing. March 29th, that's tonight, right?
Yep.
7:30 start time, Oh the Pain podcast, Joe Beningo with special guest Evan Roberts. By the way, if you know how Joe and Evan are and the way the universe works, Joe and Evan doing a show tonight. If you thought the Mets had any chance of winning today, you have not been paying attention for the last 20 years. There's no shot with those two who are basically been crying in their soup tonight or crying in their beers tonight. I know Evan's not a big drinker, but yeah, he's going to his podcast. So my question is this. How is he doing all this stuff? How is he getting back here by 4? How's he getting back here, period? And how's he getting to the podcast?
He can do it and not worry about it because his wife and kids are not home.
That's the other thing, too, Teak. So I assume, I don't know what his family's doing. He probably hasn't told his wife this. Can you imagine when he has to break this news to his wife and his family?
Next week, he's home all week.
And his father-in-law that does everything, that does the dishes, makes his bed. Shovels the snow. That poor guy, 70 years old, he should be in Boca Raton retired, and Evan's got him basically doing everything for him. They're going to find out.
Your family doesn't care if you're around at home.
Which Spike pointed out. Can you imagine when they get home? Hey, how was the trip? It was great. It was this. It was that. How was work? Well, you know what? I got fired because I had to go watch the Mets get one hit for the 900th time in my life.
At least the hit was a home run.
Great. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Alan in New Hyde Park. What's up, Alan?
How you doing? How you doing, Kiki? How you doing, Looney?
Yeah, good, man.
I got a few points on this. First, when I heard this, I thought this.
You there, Al?
What happened, Alan?
Deuces said it's real. So this is real. Let me get my points. One, Kiki, you kind of, you know, you and Evan must have got this on the air when you had the pre-phone call. So that kind of set this whole stage up.
I have not talked to Evan at all today until he
called. No, when you did the show at 2 o'clock, you got Evan right on the air.
Oh, yeah, at the top of the show,
that's
yes.
Up there. So if this wasn't a preempted call between you and Evan and it wasn't a prank and this is real, then that kind of started the ball going. So I want to say this. I agree with Loogie on this. I got to tell you my reasons why. And I agree with Spike on this.
Ooh.
Here's why. I am now driving to my second granddaughter's first birthday party.
Oh, wow. She's
1 year old
man.
Today.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
Happy
thank
birthday.
You. Thank you. I had to tell my superior, I work for a large media company. I had to tell my superior yesterday that at about 2:30 today, I'll be leaving to go up to this party. So I let him know what I'm doing because that's the right thing to do.
Right.
Of course.
So that's the right thing to do. So, listen, Evan got this position because of all the years that he worked on the Fan. And he might need Mike Francesa and Joe Beningo to get him out of the heat. The fact that Spike is leaving to go to a Philadelphia station is not the concern of the present moment that faces Evan Roberts in the world that he's in. So I feel what he did and the way he conducted himself on that call with a superior was completely inappropriate in my eyes. That's how I view things.
You're right, Alan. And I'll peel back the curtain here a little bit because I think it's important to get in the mindset of both Spike and Evan. So working here at the radio station, yes, we have a boss. We have a program director. He is the boss. And then there's a boss, the architects above the program director. I think a lot of the program directors, and I'm going to speak for Spike here. I think there's always that insecurity that I'm the boss, but am I really going to tell like Boomer what to do? Am I really going to tell Tiki what to do? Am I really
How much
tell...
control can you actually
have? You're the boss, but am I really the boss of certain people here? Like certain people I am and certain people I'm not. So there might be that little bit of that insecurity. And then here's Evan sort of big timing him and then telling him, well, you're out of here anyway. You're only going down to Philly because of your dad. You have a bad relationship.
You resent your daddy.
Exactly. So I think Spike is already maybe a little insecure about that. And now he's saying, all right, this guy's making me look bad. He's basically dragging my name, my family name, all across the airwaves here because there's that built-in insecurity of I'm the boss, but am I really the boss? So I think that's a lot of pent-up frustration, pent-up aggravation. This could have all been not be a thing if Evan had just... We sat with Spike on Wednesday about for our show meeting.
And by the way, in that show meeting, all he talked about was how Thursday was going to get rained out.
For 10 straight days, he talked about this.
That's all he talked about. Oh, this is not going to happen. Opening day's not. There's no way they're going to play in the rain. By the way, they probably could have played. It was raining. It wasn't horrible. They probably could have played
the weather rain. Today is the reason why, though. It's such a nice day
today.
It was
beautiful. I mean, it's not beautiful because it's chilly outside. It's
sunny.
It's windy, but it's sunny at least. Yeah. So you knew they were playing. They could play today. Yesterday, it was a little dicey. So... But he talked about it.
Yes.
From a week ago.
Yes.
I think in the meeting last Wednesday, not this current Wednesday, last Wednesday.
I think you're right, Tiki.
He was talking about the weather.
Back-to-back meetings.
Day. And he never mentioned it.
By the way, imagine they played yesterday. You're sitting there with a wet ass watching the Mets get one hit. I mean, is that not just right there? And that's what I mean by this. And God bless you go to opening day, but I do believe it is overhyped. It's certainly overpriced. It's going down to the Shore Memorial Day weekend. You're spending $900 to spend time in a Roach Motel. If you waited a weekend, you'd spend, you know, $100.
Right.
For $10, you could go on Sunday basically and watch the Mets get one hit. But yeah, there's that pent-up frustration. Evan is a guy that's always playing chess. He knew about this, but he's being sneaky. Mm-hmm. Remember, Teak? Mm-hmm. He didn't tell us what Alonzo said.
No.
We had to have Steve Gelbs basically call in and knock him out and dime him out.
That's right.
Evan was going to shave his beard when he knew that the polar bear said, hey, Ev, I don't want you to do it. And Evan kept that a secret and wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
So there's been a little bit of a trust thing here, a little bit of a shadiness. And I think that also... factors into Spike here is that, you know what, Ev? If you're kind of being sneaky about this, what else are you being sneaky about? Just be upfront. You guys know this, everybody listening. You have a boss. You have a boss. And unless you're basically, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin in the Attitude Era, you can't give him the middle finger and a stunner. You have to tell him you're taking off or you're going to be late or you're going to be out. So he has
a pair of headphones at work.
How about that?
Right now. Right now. Right now.
Well,
he was upset about
being a little bit of a baby there, but
no, he wasn't. I mean, Evan was trying to yell and talk to him, and he couldn't hear him.
Well, then you know what? Whose headphones were they? Bring in your own damn headphones. You're gonna go be on afternoon drive. You're the program director here. Get your own damn headphones.
They're probably down at WIP right now. They're sitting in some studio waiting for him to come be on air.
Plugged into a microphone at home where he does his podcast.
Right now, right now.
All right, let's go to Mike in Montvale. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
First of all, Tiki, thank you so much for being a lifelong Giant
yes.
and everything that you did for the Giants
thank
organization.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you.
A lot of respect for what you did, and just a big Giant fan.
Thank you, man.
I guess with Spike and Evan, I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, they're both wrong, right? Evan certainly should have said that he wasn't going to be around, right? I don't know anybody who's got a job that could just not show up and it'd be okay.
Yeah.
I'm a CPA in tax season, and if someone didn't show up in the middle of tax season, they wouldn't be around for very long.
Oh, yeah, it's a wrap.
But Spike, calling him out on the air and going through a whole emotional download doesn't speak too much of him as a leader, because if you can't control yourself, that's not good.
Yeah,
so,
it's true.
But, I think they're both wrong.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right about that, Mike. Appreciate your call. Happy Easter, dude. I think, you know, and you said this multiple times, Loogie, today. Our medium lends itself to having, like, real conversations
mm-hmm.
on air.
Yep.
Right? It nothing happens behind the scenes. It all is on air. No matter what is going on, we talk about it. Whether it's in the station or whether it's on the fields that we, cover or watch. So I think Spike going after Evan on air is exactly what you would want to do at a radio station.
Yeah.
Right? It's what you do.
I think what makes this medium so special is the rawness of it.
Yes.
Because it is live. It is radio. Connor Green, across the glass if I said right now, hey, Connor, I just slept with your sister. Now, to be fair, I did not. I did not. So I know she's married. I did not sleep with her. But if I were to say that, Connor's not going to go, okay, Lugie, can you break at 350? No, he'd tell me I'm a jackass and tell me to go scratch. So there are times where raw emotion spills out, and the best radio sometimes is that emotion spilling out. I think this was pent up. I think Spike has frustrations with Evan. I think Evan has frustrations with Spike. Perhaps Evan is not happy that Spike is leaving. Mm-hmm. Perhaps he was harboring that. Perhaps Spike is harboring certain things about Evan. I don't want to speak to that, but maybe whatever. So it played out on the air. It's unfortunate. You don't want that to happen. But, Teek, you were in locker rooms. There were probably times where there were fights in locker rooms where you were like, yo, Tito Wooten, Charles Way, you should have like hatched it out, whatever. Right. Not in front of all of us because the media is around and they see it.
Well, of course. I mean, the worst one that ever happened was actually in a game. Forget in a locker room. It was in a game. You were probably, how old were you in 97?
97, probably like 11.
So,
or like,
so you probably don't, you don't remember the details of this.
No,
you,
not like Sean either. Like my memory is
you were following the games, but that was my first year. We went to the playoffs and we played the Minnesota Vikings at home in the wild card. And we're beating them at halftime. And then I run into the tunnel because I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going to win our first playoff. Nobody comes in the locker room. Like, I'm in the locker room, maybe second or third. I'm second or third player in the locker room. And there's nobody else in the locker room. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And so I just go open the door and peek outside. They're, like, fighting in the tunnel.
Really?
Yes.
About what?
I don't know. Like,
any
Tito
specific people?
Tito and Hammer, Keith Hamilton.
Keith Hamilton, right? The great Keith Hamilton.
Strahan is in there trying to break it up. I mean, it's insane. Like, it's a legit fight. Right in the tunnel. And they're yelling and screaming at one another. And I'm like, dude, I don't know what the hell I got myself into. This is my rookie season.
Wow.
And so eventually it settles down. We go in the locker room. We don't game plan at all. All we're doing is like figuring out what the hell just happened.
Right.
12 minutes, 10 minutes go by. We're back on the field. We end up losing that game. Epic collapse.
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
Yep,
and so
yep.
It's not surprising, right, when bad things happen. But yes, you're right. Fights happen all the time in locker rooms. You usually just kind of peter them out and they solved themselves, but
yeah, I mean, you're dealing with grown men, you're dealing with egos, and that's the same thing here. I think people have got to realize that there's egos, there's grown men, there's a lot going on, and it's not like it's just an office where nobody sees it. It's not a fart in the wind. We're on the radio. Things play out on the radio. It's not ideal at times, especially when it gets personal like that, but that's what happened, and everybody got to see it or got to hear it or will eventually hear it. So that part of it is just the part of the job that makes this job so unique. And I think, like you said, like being a pro athlete, similar things, because if you get in a fight in a locker room and somebody sees it, they could report on it.
Right.
And nowadays with cell phones and stuff like that, you see a lot of guys getting in more trouble because they're doing whatever the hell they're doing and people are catching it. And now Jeff McNeil is yelling at somebody.
Yeah.
Jeff McNeil's always yelling at somebody. I have no idea what's going on, but he's yelling at something.
Hard slide to second base.
Okay. All right.
Not sure who it was.
The Mets still have one hit, I believe. 877-337-6666. JT and Edison. What's up, JT?
Hey, fellas. How you doing today?
Good. What's up?
I'm very pertinent to this situation. I am a foreman on a big-time plumbing contractor company, a plumbing and pipe fitting, and I'm the foreman. So, as Evan is the foreman, let me preface with the fact that I do love Evan. I'm a huge baseball fan like he is, though I'm a Yankee fan. And I get his love. However, half my crew left today at 12:30. I gotta say the whole day. You know?
Now were those Met fans? Was it it's Good Friday, religious reasons? Is it just Friday?
Just
is the
good
new Saturday?
Friday, religious. Yeah. Well, as soon as we have to get bussed in when working in Princeton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And we have to get bussed in from a separate site. So when they found out there was a 12:30 bus, they're like, we're calling the ball, you know?
Wow.
Wow.
And did they tell you?
And,
I mean, they told
okay.
you, though. They
it's
told
not
you,
a problem
though.
In any
but they
way.
Told you.
They told me.
Yeah. I think that's the rub here.
Right.
Therein lies the rub,
that's,
as they say.
That's exactly right. Appreciate you, JT.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, this is a great opportunity for me. I get to be on the radio. So that's why when people are like, well, what are you getting on Evan for? Look, I get an opportunity here, but I still could say Evan's in the wrong, even though I'm kind of benefiting from it. And we'll see what the suspension with that means. Maybe it'll be, you know, Tiki and me next week or whatever, or Tiki and me sometime in July. So we don't know what the repercussions are going to be. Only Spike knows that. So I am benefiting of it, but I'm still getting on Evan here because he just has a responsibility. And I think sometimes Evan has shorted himself on responsibilities. And this is a major one. He is now at the head of the table. Okay? He's Roman Reigns. He is at the head of the table.
I'm a baby.
He's the tribal chief. All right? So he's got to tell us, like, guys, he didn't even tell me. I'm not going to be there. He's got to tell Spike. You can't have the program director tune in at 2 o'clock and hear Evan from the hot dog stand at Citi Field.
That's I'm a baby.
Right now.
Exactly. Right now is right. That's a big problem. So, 9 minutes. 9 minutes away. We will, I think we should probably stay on air until then, Teague, sort of as a countdown to 4 o'clock. Yeah. Is that fair? And then we'll when it passes, we'll reset.
Yeah, we are watching something develop right here in the Mets game because Rhys Hoskins went in hard into second base on Jeff McNeil, clipped his ankle. They reviewed the call because I think they were challenging whether or not he interfered with the double play. They confirmed that it was not an interference. And now they're showing the history of Rhys Hoskins and the Mets over the years.
Yeah, so they're showing Hoskins being a pig when he was on that pig team in Philly. That's what I'm seeing right now. Right, so Mets one-hitted. There's a little kerfuffle as well. A lot going on here. But yeah, the bottom line is 3-1 Brewers. Mets have one hit. And Evan has just about 7.5 minutes to make it back here or he is suspended. Mike is in Farmingdale. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how we doing today?
Good. How you doing?
All right, two things. I got 2 points. One about Evan. Everybody knew Evan wasn't coming to work today. If you listen to the show, we love it. I love it.
Well, what do you mean by everybody knew? Because you just feel like Evan is whimsical.
No,
he's not going to bring a shoot.
Because opening day, he's not missing it. He's not
so then why not tell anybody? So why didn't he tell anybody, Mike?
Okay, I understand that.
Assume?
But we knew that he wasn't going to be there. That's number one. But number two, I got to ask you, Kiki.
Yeah, what's
up? Your show for the afternoon drive, as good as it is, and I love it. Why isn't it awesome to have one of you two at the stadium today so all next week he could report on what was going on at the game, the excitement, whatever happens at the end of the game, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Why isn't it awesome to have him check in on the radio, be there while you're in the studio with Loogie, who I love, giving you the firsthand
it's
happening, the fans are talking about, and what's happening at the actual game.
That's actually
that's
great.
That's awesome for the radio show. I think it's great.
It's actually a great idea, Mike.
I got that.
That's a great idea.
That's what we did out of the gate, and our boss, Spike Eskin, heard this. We essentially were doing that at 2 o'clock. Evan was checking in. Our boss ran down here. They got into a pissing match, and he put this ultimatum that you got to be back by 4. So now that puts me and Tiki in a bad spot.
Right.
So I'm home watching the game. That was a dirty slide. McNeil should have slapped him.
Right.
And I think Evan being at the game is great for the afternoon drive for next week. He can talk about what the fans are doing, the people that call in, the people that love you guys, the people that love the Giants, the people that love the Mets, and we hate the Yankees. But that's what I think the show needs, and I think you guys did a great job having Evan there tonight.
I love it. Maybe if we had sent you, Loogie, it wouldn't have gotten so heated.
Right.
If appreciate your call.
But Evan wants to go.
That's a good suggestion. That's the problem is that Evan needs to be there.
That's a better word.
Not that he wants to.
You're right, T.
He needs to be there. It's like he can't exist if he doesn't fulfill his opening day obligation that he's had for however long, 13 years that he's been doing this.
But
I think if we had said, if you were there.
Oh, yeah. Not nobody.
Spike would have been like, okay,
he would have probably even realized
it. Connor, can you come in and fill in for Loogie?
Yeah, he would want me to do dopey contrived videos like Marash does. Now, so as far as.
Damage.
Exactly. So Evan put his fandom over his job here, and his fandom might cost him his job ultimately. That's what we're dealing with here. Again, 5 minutes away from 4 o'clock.
I don't hate fandom, man.
I love it, too.
I love that.
But I also love, you know what?
Like, you got to be a fan.
You do.
And if you're not, it's hard to like emotionally do this job.
I agree, Teak, and I get it. I get fandom. I love sports. I do. But guess what? If the Mets don't make the playoffs, Steve Cohen doesn't send me a check in December. You know who sends me a check? This company. So at some point, you have to put your employer over your fandom, because guess what? You need money. You need a job. Now, Evan will bounce back. If he gets fired, he'll get a job somewhere. He'll take the Rico Bronya podcast on the road or something like that. He'll take Hoffman away from BT and Sal. They'll need a new producer. Connor can take that job, or Boyle, or whoever. But at some point, it's like your job, your responsibility, it's got to take a little bit of the precedent over the fandom. And if you do, Teak, if you do put fandom, because Evan was, it's not like you could say, well, Spike just told me and you, if he's not back by 4, it's on you guys. Live on the radio, he said, Evan, you need to be back by 4 o'clock or else. So Evan is in a position where I could choose my fandom or I could choose my job. And as of right now, we're 4 minutes away, he chose his fandom.
Yeah,
we'll see, though.
And there's no way he's on his way home. This game is 3-1. It's in the bottom of the, or actually top of the, what is it?
No, bottom 8.
Bottom 8 right now. He's still there. He's definitely still there.
Well.
And so he's not going to be here in 4 minutes.
Well, we're going to find out. Rich is in Brick, New Jersey. What's up, Rich?
What's going on, Boogie? Hey, Tiki.
What's
How
up?
Are you today?
Well, good.
I'm gonna say this. Both of them are both wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You do not, and I've done broadcasting myself in my earlier years. You do not air your dirty laundry out on the radio, number one. Number two, if you don't think that this is not going to be fodder for page six on the New York Post tomorrow, that's going to put not even, you know, WFAN on the map in a bad way. And number three, who you can blame for all of this? I'm going to tell you this right now.
Who?
Boogie, you're going to back me on this one.
Go ahead.
It's Craigie's fault.
Craig?
Because it's Craig's fault. And let me explain why.
Why is it Craig's fault? He hasn't been here for 8
because
months.
Because he's afternoon Evan. He doesn't need permission to do anything. He can do whatever he wants. Do you remember that bit, Loogie?
I sure do. Yeah, what Rich is trying Evan. To say right. is
Thank
that Craig
Rich.
Pumped him up to be afternoon Evan. Okay, he sort of gassed him up. And if this was
so
Evan or Beningo.
Fill me in.
So Evan, I think, with Joe, Evan was like, I'm in the middays. He was a little more timid. He would do the Saturday show. He would basically, you know, bend the knee to Chernoff. And then Craig came in and he pumped up Evan to be afternoon Evan. You're a big shot because Craig came from the Boomer and Carton days where Boomer and Carton told Chernoff basically to go scratch. I mean, they did whatever the hell they wanted to do around here. They basically ran roughshod. He tried to get Evan to that school of, dude, you're an afternoon drive now. Do whatever the hell you want to do. So that mentality from Evan has basically carried over here. Now he's being a big shot. By the way, New York Post, it's Lou Gower, L-U-G-A-U-E-R. So when you write the story, whoever...
Loogie!
You better get my name in there because every time something on this show happens, my name's not in there and I'm part of the show. So L-U-G-A-U-E-R. Yes. So afternoon Evan has 2 minutes here to... We're going to hang on the air. We're going to see if he runs in, but he's got under two minutes to make it here on time. Let's go to Jeff in Connecticut. What's up, Jeff?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller to your show.
Thanks. Appreciate you.
You know, at first I was like, this is real, you know, and then as I started listening to the show, started thinking, I was like, this is an April Fool's joke because Monday is April Fool's.
No, it is not. We're not allowed to do it.
By the way, we're not allowed to do
not
that.
Not allowed
Jeff.
To do that. Literally not allowed to do that. So
we
it is not.
We got the email right. 2 days ago.
Yep. It is not.
And that's what I was told. So I have to, you know, I have to agree with Spike on this one. I mean, I think 2 points. Number one, it shouldn't have been on air. It should have been handled privately. But number two, Spike is right because you have to have some sort of communication. And, you know, it's just being responsible. You can't just not show up and then, you know, be at a sporting event.
But it is.
So that's my 2 cents.
It's his team, though. I mean, he doesn't go to football games. I don't know why. I appreciate your call, Jeff.
No, I
don't know why he doesn't go to football games, but he goes to, like, baseball and basketball games religiously.
I think with the football, and I agree with him on this, to me, this is just me, I think football is best consumed on the couch because you have the ability to watch all the games. Look, MetLife, we know it's a dump. It also takes 9 years to get back from it. So if you go there for a 1 o'clock game, you're basically lucky to get back by Monday.
Yeah, you got to commit to 6 hours.
Right.
7 hours.
Teak, what makes football king and what makes football great is that all the games matter. You want to watch all the games. Right. Nobody's running home for Angels Dodgers on Sunday Night Football, but they are for any football game.
20 seconds.
20 seconds for Evan. We have 20 seconds right now. Evan Roberts to walk through that door right now. I'll even give him a second grace period to sit down, get himself together. But we now have 10 seconds. We're going to enjoy this together. 8 seconds.
Nine,
it's like,
eight,
it's like five,
seven.
It's like New Year's
six,
Eve.
Five,
three, four, two, one, bang. It is 4 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
Evan Roberts is not.
Evan is nowhere to be seen.
Here. I have not heard from him. I don't know if you have Teak. I don't know if the boys behind the glass have heard from him. I have not heard from him. He's not in the studio. He is not here.
He hasn't even texted us.
Bro, nothing.
We have a group text chat that we haven't heard from him. Really at all today.
This station has a lot of power. He heard it. I'm sure there's been hundreds of people that have walked up to him as he's scoring the game saying, Ev, are you going to get your ass back there so you don't get fired? So he knows the deal. So it is 4 o'clock. I'm just going to speak for Spike Hill. I haven't heard from him either. I would assume at this point, Evan is now suspended. He did not get back here in time at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock has come and gone. He's not here. He's not here to do the show. He went to opening day. He put fandom above the job. Spike Eskin did not like that. They basically got into it on the air. It got personal. It got ugly. It got heated. We will replay that for you in a little bit. If you want to listen back on the Odyssey Rewind, you can, or podcast the whole deal. So he's not here. And he's suspended.
And by the way, Spike's not here either. So,
and this is the best part. The human thumb, Sean Marash with a mouth, this guy's sitting there eating shrimp cocktails. cocktail right now. He's got no idea. We haven't heard from Fatso either. This guy's going to walk here on Monday.
Oink, oink, oink.
It's going to be Tiki and Keith Hamilton doing the show, and he's going to go, what the hell is happening right now? Where is Evan? None the wiser. Must be nice.
Sean thinks he could just slide into the role. You were out as well.
Yes.
I didn't even think he was excused.
All right, we're going to take a few more here. We're going to catch our breaths, and we're going to get going. Met game, I believe, is going to the bottom of the eighth or top of the ninth. They don't have any hits. They have one hit. They have one hit. It went really far. Big friggin' deal. They have one hit. Let's go to Andrew in Mayo Pack. What's up?
Andrew.
Hey, you guys. Great show going on today. Thanks. Listen, I think this might be a WWE promo.
What do you mean by that?
The way Evan just came out of the gate, he just went hard at Spike immediately.
Yes.
That doesn't strike me as Evan.
Well, it's because of how Spike hit him. He put him on the defensive.
Yeah.
Right? So you know this. You get in any kind of conversation with someone you might have a disagreement with, as soon as you put them on the defensive, it becomes a shouting match.
I know that all too well.
I mean, we all do. As soon as it becomes... You're attacking me, then I'm attacking back.
Yep.
Right? It's very hard to just sit and accept it. Okay, sure. Okay, you're right.
No,
I'm sorry.
I understand
so he just attacked because Spike attacked him.
But he just immediately started with the daddy stuff. And then Spike going at his family again. I don't know Spike from a hole in the wall, but to bring up a man's family, that's a little over the top.
No, but true. You got to... Yeah, no, it's not. It's not. It's not. It's there's no joke going on here. This is legit. So
no, I'm not saying you guys are in on it.
Yeah,
I think possibly it's just between Evan and Spike.
No, I dude, listen. I could tell you this as being a producer here, which is an offensive lineman. You hear my name when I do something wrong. I've gotten the wrath of Spike before. Sometimes he's effing with me. Sometimes it's legit. I could tell when it's legit. This was legit, and it got heated. But you also have to understand where Evan's coming from. Besides the, you know, basically the birth of his children, this is the most important day of the year, every year in his entire life. This is a holiday. He loves it. He can't get enough of it. He's sitting there. He's enjoying it. He's talking about the Mets. And Spike, you know, moseys on in here and starts, you know, yelling at him. So he gets defensive. Evan's cool, calm, and collected, but he's human. He got defensive on a great day. He just wants this day to be whimsical. And now he's being threatened, and he's being threatened with a suspension.
It's a holiday. I know
right.
You're around.
And
right.
That's, but it's, people don't understand this. It's Evan with baseball. I mean, it's just on another level from anybody ever, in my opinion. So here is Spike trying to, it already rained on the parade yesterday. Now he's trying to rain it on again. He got defensive, and I think there's some pent-up beef between the two of them, if you want my honest opinion.
Do you resent your daddy?
I know your family doesn't care if you're around at home.
Well, that's some of the little bit of that, and we'll play a little bit more of that when we get back from a break at some point here. But, yeah, it was it got ugly, and Evan called the Spike nasty names, and they talked about family, which, look, you don't really want to go that route, but you get defensive, and it got heated, it got ugly, and that's where we're at right now. It is 4:04. Evan had till 4 o'clock to get back here. He did not get back here. Therefore, and hopefully we hear from Spike soon here, either in a text or an email, or we have a quick Zoom board meeting in the break here. But the way it was presented on the air was Evan suspended for a week. Mm-hmm. Tiki and friends at some point here. So the Tiki Tito Wooten show will be coming to you live here on The Fan at some point. And we will hear maybe from Evan later. I don't know. Huh? I have no idea. I have not heard from him since all this went down. So this is a developing story here on WFAN as the Mets are one hit. And that's the irony of all this, Tiki. Evan went to opening day so he could see, you know, the Mets honor their sous chef and also get one hit. So, and he's going to lose his job. So,
yeah, you're right.
Good Friday for everybody.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.